Let's get the latest news from the globe's biggest rugby showcase with Across the Line.
And Across the Line brings you another Rugby World Cup report. The All Blacks will be targeting the quarterfinals of the Rugby World Cup in France when they go head-to-head with Uruguay in Lyon tomorrow night in Pool A. A win for the three-time champions against the Los Terros will virtually assure them a place in the quarterfinals, where they could face the Springboks, Ireland or Scotland. First, the All Blacks need to win, but judging by their 94-17 thrashing of Italy over the weekend, they should have no trouble in breezing past the spirited and entertaining South Americans. For the All Black captain, Sam Kane, the game will be an important one as he will be making his return to the field.
Yeah, I'm very ready. I'm very excited. It's been a little bit of a road bump for me personally to start the World Cup, which was, I think I spoke the day after the game, how it would have been a little bit frustrating, but just really excited and grateful to be back. Looking forward to training this Arvo actually to test things out under a bit of heat. A bit of pressure from the boys, and then feel a lot more confident heading into the game again, so you can't wait.
This match at the OL Stadium will kick off tomorrow night at 9, and the following evening France will tackle the Azzurri at the same venue in the last Pool A game of the World Cup. Meanwhile, over in Paris, the Wolves' top-ranked team, Ireland, is gearing to tackle their fellow home nations team, Scotland, in what could be a cracking Pool B fixture. Both teams are vying for a spot in the knockout rounds, and depending on the results, both could advance, and it will be the Springboks that will be boarding a flight back to Johannesburg. Ireland themselves could be knocked out, but the reality is that the Scots are the ones that will head into the match with little to lose and a lot to gain. The Leinster Ireland hooker, Dan Sheen, who is returning from injury, said they have planned and prepared well, but all that matters is a win.
I think we're all aware of different little permutations, but yeah, no, our job is to go ahead and win a game. I'm sure, you know, there'll be scenarios thought out that if we do find ourselves in a situation, we know exactly what to do, and I know it'd be stupid of us not to know it going into a match. So, of course, everyone is fully aware of what we need to do at what time and depending on what scoreline is. But for us as a 15, it's definitely on the pitch. It's just win the game.
This big match on Saturday evening at the iconic Stade de France in Paris kicks off at 9 p.m. And there you have it. That's it for your Rugby World Cup report. I'll be back at 5:30 with a full sports bulletin.
That was Across the Line, the latest news from the globe's biggest rugby showcase. Listen to the podcast and get the latest updates on ofm.co.za.